From Atlanta, this is Mike Pechenik with your Augusta Business Daily audio update. When it comes to international trade, the Peach State is breaking records. Governor Brian Kemp says Georgia's trade reached nearly $170 billion in 2021 and reached more than 220 countries and territories. That puts Georgia at 7th overall in the U.S. The governor says most of the exporters were small businesses, and the top exports included cars, civilian aircraft, and gas turbine parts. Georgia power ratepayers, listen up. The utility will have to cough up even more money for two new nuclear reactors under construction south of Augusta. Southern Company says Georgia Power's piece of the pie jumped up about $1 billion. Those costs are related to several delays to that project. The Plant Vogtle reactors are the only two under construction in the U.S. And finally,
as opposed to a stage with blue screens or green screens, you're immediately in that environment.
That's one of the directors of Disney's breakout hit The Mandalorian, talking about using extended reality stages in the show's production. Well, Georgia's movie moguls are getting into that game, opening similar stages in Metro Atlanta. Optic Studios opened one in Norcross, and Trillis Studios, south of town, is opening one as well. It allows filmmakers to create digital worlds for films, commercials, music videos, and more. The 360-degree virtual experiences make productions easier and cheaper than traveling on site. From Atlanta, Mike Pechenik, I am, with your Augusta Business Daily audio update.